From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. 8 years ago, NPR's Guy Raz took a leap. He left his job as host of Weekend All Things Considered to start developing podcasts, an industry that wasn't nearly as big as it is now. His podcast, How I Built This, explores the highs and lows of being an entrepreneur. Now, he's written a book by the same name. Raz will talk about it at a virtual event Tuesday with Birmingham-based Books A Million. He tells me his entrepreneurial side was there, even as a reporter.
Being a reporter means knocking on doors and hearing people say, no, I don't want to talk to you, not interested. But it also means, you know, in my case, when I was a reporter, landing in a small town in eastern Turkey and having to find a translator and a driver and people to interview quickly to get on the air that night. So it really is something that I think was spurred on by my journalism, and also in part because it's the way I grew up. My parents were entrepreneurs, and it was always kind of deeply embedded within me. And so it was something that I think I always intended to do with my life.
What surprised you about the process when you went from a news context versus actually doing it in a business context?
It's interesting because there really isn't a whole lot of difference. I mean, I think that for me, I've always loved telling stories, and I've always loved interviewing people and talking to them about their lives, because that's how I learn, and that's how my listeners learn. We learn from people's experiences, from their narratives, from their journeys, their triumphs and their failures, and the moments when they're lying on the bathroom floor crying in the fetal position, right? That's when we learn about how to conduct our own lives. I don't think that what I used to do and what I do now are that fundamentally different. I've always tried to tell human stories. That's really what's driven me. And I think that the only difference now is that the stories focus primarily on businesses.
I wonder if you've noticed any difference in the conversations you're having with these business people since the pandemic hit.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that the pandemic has been the single biggest challenge facing every business leader and founder in our country and probably around the world. And I think what it's done is it's forced business leaders and founders to act in a, sometimes in a radical way, make huge changes, take huge swings in order to build resilience within their companies and their businesses. We've seen it in tech companies. We've seen it in consumer products brands. And I'm hearing that again and again from the people that I interview. By the way, in many cases, founders and business leaders are taking risks that would have taken them 18 months to a year to 2 years to implement. And they're implementing these changes now in just a matter of weeks.
Well, the podcast and the book celebrates entrepreneurism. We all love a good story. But I think about Howard Schultz founding Starbucks. And for every successful Starbucks, there could be a local mom and pop coffee shop that can't compete with those deep pockets or the clout. And I wonder how you think about that aspect or that effect of entrepreneurship and building up businesses.
I think that in some ways there's truth to that, and there's also some mythology to that. You could argue that there may be a mom and pop business that went out of business because Walmart opened up, and I think that's very true. I mean, I would, just sticking with Starbucks for a moment, I mean, you could also argue that Starbucks really popularized coffee consumption in the United States and around the world. I mean, before Starbucks emerged, coffee consumption was a fraction of what it is today. So the marketplace for coffee consumption is enormous in the United States. And so while, yes, there's no question that probably Starbucks has crowded out some coffee shops around the country, it's also been part of a huge boom in coffee stores around the country. I think it's the same story with Sam Adams Beer. I mean, Sam Adams Beer really kind of revolutionized craft brewing in the United States in the early 80s. Today, craft beer is all over the United States, and much of that is because of brands like Sam Adams and Sierra Nevada.
As a podcaster with a book, you know, there are plenty of numbers to show success, whether it's sales or downloads or podcast charts. How do you measure the success of the work that you're doing?
I measure my success by the work I do as a father and a husband. I mean, I know it sounds a bit cliche, but that's my measure. I'm more interested in having a personally fulfilled life and a strong relationship with my family. And that's pretty much my only measure.
Guy Raz, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Guy Raz is host of the podcast How I Built This, and now a book by the same name. He'll talk about it in a virtual event Tuesday, sponsored by Birmingham-based Books A Million.